This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
Will and Joe of Black Peaks join me right now backstage at Reading Festival. How's it going, boys?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah, shit yeah.
Shit yeah. Shit. Swearing
shit, yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Woo! Never allowed to swear ever. This is awesome.
Rock and roll,
it's
man.
It's like being 15 again. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Get it all out. Fuck.
Shit.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be at Reading Festival? You having a nice day? The sun is shining.
Yeah, it's lovely. We just got here. Gonna see some music and play some shows and shit.
See some music.
Great.
It's good that you're gonna go and see stuff because a lot of artists that come to festivals like this kind of need to channel themselves just for their own performance.
Yeah, after we play, we'll definitely go and see some stuff.
Yeah. You need to keep in the game, otherwise you might accidentally sing someone else's song or something.
Yeah.
That'd be a nightmare.
It's happened before.
Yes.
So you guys got a brand new album, All That Divides, coming out in October. You're going to be playing an extra special show at the London O'Meara.
Yes.
How excited are you to get it out and start? Are you going to be playing any songs from it today?
Yes.
Sick.
Yeah. Got 3 tunes from the new album today.
Oh, so we're getting a little sneak peek.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Little sneaky. What's kind of thing that you bring to a festival like this? Because Reading's a bit of a special festival. Everybody's on a really good vibe. It's kind of the end of the summer. So for a lot of people, the last festival of the summer. Especially because like a lot of the music ones are kind of finished now. Is there any extra special things that you're going to be bringing to the stage today?
Super energy. Like a super...
Super duper energy.
Mega energy. And just different songs. I don't think there's anyone else like us at the festival. So, weird prog hardcore vibes.
Yeah, but that's kind of nice, isn't it? Because you're going to get people coming to see you that have never seen you before. You're going to get some hardcore fans.
Hopefully.
It's going to be good. And what kind of thing do you get from audiences at festivals? Because I know it's a different vibe at every festival you go to, but it's definitely separate entirely. It's a different monster to performing in venues.
People tend to be more drunk.
Yes.
More often.
Yes, yes. And they throw cups at each other, which is odd, of pee.
Generally speaking, like, people are a lot more warmed up, like, quite often.
They're ready for you.
They're well up for it.
Which is nice, right?
Yeah, it's ace. It's brilliant.
Do you have any good techniques before you go on stage to prep you for those kind of people? Do you have to get drunk yourselves, or
not really anymore? No.
No more lubrication.
Used to. No, we just warm up, do stretches, limber up, stuff like that.
And then after this, you've got your big release, and you're going straight on tour pretty much after that.
Yeah.
In Europe and the UK.
Yep.
Are you going to get any sleep or?
Oh yeah.
I hope so.
You just
in a month. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, but I mean in times, because you're obviously performing a lot today, and then are you doing a lot more festivals, or is this it for you?
We've got one more next week, I think, Macmillan Fest.
Oh, sick.
And then Underground Festival as well at the end of September, but apart from that, this is it.
So it's a bit of an exciting day anyway. And you're off to Leeds tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have you played Reading and Leeds before?
Yes, did it a couple of years ago.
It's a good vibe, isn't
it? Yeah, I love Leeds as well. It's a great festival.
I've never been to Leeds. What's it like?
It's just like Reading, but more chilled out.
Oh, is it? Yeah. People are more calm there.
It's slightly smaller, but like only slightly. And it's just great. It's really, really great. It's like quite a pretty place where the festival is as well.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. It's really great. It's really,
talking
really cool.
Of pretty things, sometimes non-pretty things happen at festivals. People can be quite strange. What's the weirdest?
The worst.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen at a festival?
A friend of mine, when I was here, when I was 15, took acid and then she got tipped over in a Portaloo.
Oh my God, that
and,
is
like,
my
worst nightmare.
We
got told about
nightmare.
It afterwards. It's really horrendous.
So she was on acid upside down in a toilet that is portable.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Shit all over her.
Pretty bad, yeah.
Is she okay now?
Yeah, she's fine. She recovered.
Has she ever been in the Portaloo again?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen her in years.
She just pops a squat anywhere now, probably.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's the only thing that's ever happened to me at a festival. I popped a squat and someone tried to remove me from the festival. I did a wee. It was only a wee, but they just screamed, "Dirty, no!" And then I nearly got removed. You've never done anything like that?
Weeing in fields is a normal festival thing.
Normal vibe.
Yeah.
No weeing on stages, though.
No.
Maybe try that today. Who knows? It could go down really well.
Are you going to come?
Yeah.
All right.
You should be on the stage.
Greg from Dillinger a while ago did do a poo in a bag and threw it into the crowd. That was legendary.
I mean, I think I'd be upset for the rest of my life if I'd seen that.
What if it got thrown on you? Yeah.
Well, anywhere near me, I think.
Yeah.
Or even just knowing about it, it's a little bit hurt my soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good luck today, guys, and thank you so much for stopping by. Good luck with the album. I hope the release party goes well.
Thanks.
No throwing poo off the stage, though, please.
No. Not my bag.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Not my bag. Yes!
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Reading Festival, I'm backstage with Hilltop Hoods. Guys, how's it going?
Doing very well, thank you.
It's lovely to see you. This is your first time at Reading Festival. How did the set go?
We had great fun. It was awesome. Yeah, we had a ball.
This is an interesting festival because it's like rock, hip-hop, pop. It's kind of covering all the genres. So I guess it's, in a way, a little bit, you're going on, you don't know what to expect, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, first time here, but the crowd was lit at 2:30 in the afternoon, which is a good sign. So.
Yes, very much so. Lit at 11:30 a.m. Seriously.
Yeah, still going from the night before.
Yeah, very much so. When was the last time you were in the UK?
Last year? No, maybe a year before.
Yeah, I think we came last year. We played Coco.
Oh,
we
played Coco. Sick.
We played Wireless last time.
Oh, the time before. We've been to London lots of times. It's all becoming a blur. We did do a show at Electric Ballroom 3 weeks ago, though.
Which was sold out and absolutely epic, I heard.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big, sweaty, crazy mess.
Oh.
Of awesomeness.
Oh, of brilliantness. Awesome, do you find that always, awesome. Like, the sweat levels on stage, there's just nothing you can do about it? It's like sweat fest.
Europe and UK have no idea about air conditioning
yeah.
in clubs.
Babe, we don't know how to deal with any kind of weather of any form.
You got to embrace
rain,
the
snow.
Sweat.
Yeah,
you can't,
yeah.
You can't fight it. You
yeah,
just have to
if anything,
it.
Music performance, it's kind of part of the, it's on your CV, yeah. You know, works well with sweat.
Yeah. If I hadn't eaten like shit for the last 3 weeks, I would have dropped about 10 kilos yeah, yeah. on this tour.
Listen, it's better to eat shit than eat boring food. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
Right.
Clark Griswold, one of your latest tracks, the video's so sick. I'm a big horror film fan.
Nice.
What was your inspiration? Did you like to watch Halloween when you were younger?
Of course, but like the main reason we did it was we found out from our label that our single was coming out on Friday the 13th. So we just like, wow, we got to do it.
We ran with it.
I love that. And was it loads of fun to get involved in that video? Because I think the videos must be the funnest thing to kind of organize. And
they're just less fun than they look.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're always, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of standing around and yeah.
I'm a terrible actor and I'm very awkward in front of a camera. So, but no, it came.
I didn't
awesome.
Think so.
Look, it was fun playing dress up.
Yeah, and it's kind of the track's kind of about the fear of being a dad and like responsibility and real life stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just you know feeling like you don't always have a grasp on all the things that go wrong and. And just trying to do the best you can.
We're trying to carve out a new genre called dad rap.
Yes! We need more dad rap.
Yeah, we got it. We got it on lock, don't worry.
More dad rap. Yeah. More dad rap. You're both dads.
Yeah.
Yes.
Being dads, has that changed you as a music artist? Are you like less likely to say and do certain things or are you more likely to say and do certain things?
I think subconsciously it's probably changed us.
I think so, moving forward, like, probably be more careful with knowing that one day my daughters are going to hear it.
Too late.
For me, it's the opposite. My son's a bit older, and he wants me to make gangster rap and wants our shit to be more hardcore.
Okay.
So, Dad, I don't know about this new track. It's a bit soft.
His lad's favourite group is NWA.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty proud of
you've
that.
Brought him up well.
I think so.
Do your kids like to come and see you play?
My daughter's 2 and my other one's 11 weeks old.
Oh, the 11 week old's like, Daddy, come on. I don't know why she speaks like that. But,
she does, don't worry, she does.
She's got an English accent as well. Like, this is all.
Hello, Daddy.
And she's talking. That's amazing.
2 weeks old.
No, 11.
Oh, 11 weeks old.
Yeah, if it was 2 weeks old, I'd be in real trouble.
You'd be, I think 11 weeks, you're in trouble.
I am in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, you are, aren't you? Yeah. You are. How is that as well, touring with young kids? Because, I mean, it must be difficult for you.
It sucks. We miss them.
Yeah. Aww. I mean, we don't bring them on the road because it's not the environment for them.
Yeah, but later on.
Later on. Well, yeah, later on they can come, but like.
Yeah, maybe.
It's too hard.
Yes, it's too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah, it's brutal for us.
And plus, I don't want my children to see all the things I do backstage.
Oh, I see. Is it? And when you say that, is it like burps and farts, or is it like shotting?
No, kids love burps and farts.
That's what I'm wondering.
Burps and farts are fine. It's the other thing.
Oh, okay. The naughty stuff.
Yeah.
The naughty stuff.
We killed a drifter in Switzerland.
Oh, like, dude, yeah. You know you shouldn't do that.
There was one too many. Yeah.
You know you shouldn't do that. Just can I swap seat and just do this because with you because that mic's being a bit weird. Now for the rest of the day there's obviously a lot of other artists playing. Kendrick Lamar's headlining. Are you going to be popping out and checking anyone else out?
We would love to, but we got to get in our bus and drive to Leeds because we're on Leeds Festival tomorrow.
Have you ever been to Leeds?
Never. I got told it's loose and fun.
Everyone there is lovely. It's a really
Everyone's
nice place.
Lovely. That's a very broad statement.
Every single person in Leeds
wow,
is
you
amazing.
Did it, guys.
if I find anyone that winning one there that's not lovely, I'm going to hold you responsible.
Take me down.
Yeah.
You can make a new music video where you're murdering me.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Can you do more horror movie music videos, please?
We did a DVD years ago called Parade of the Dead, where we made a zombie film and
a live performance zombie film
in an Adelaide jail where they used to hang people. We did a concert in there and filmed in there and like combined it as like a zombie mockumentary sort of thing. We're idiots.
Why are we not best friends? Can I be your daughter?
Sure.
Yeah, I think we can adopt you.
I'm cool with backstage stuff. Like, yeah. I can get involved. It's cool.
Yeah. Well,
you can dress yourself, everything like that. That's
I can dress myself. I can feed myself. Not all the time, but...
We'll take you on tour then.
Okay. Yay! Right. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck at Leeds tomorrow, and it's lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you for having us. For my people in the front. In the nosebleed section. This is for the headsets, loving the mix. My people in the front, all covered in spit. Batters in the box, suffered a pitch. Hilltop hoods, all up in this bitch. And we're the punk leaders, punks you can't beat us. We bump and pump meters, we drunk, you chumps need us. So jump with us, down the front, if it's your flavor, come get drunk with us. This life turned out nothing like I by now I should have had some land, some money in my hand, round about 50 grand, but I got nothing. I write rhymes on the bus, I keep suffering. Fuck the lines of the dust, you keep sniffing. That shit is for the punk hoes, this shit is for my bros. Woo. My people in the front row.
You know, I looked around, faces I know, I fell in love with the people in the front row.
Check it out.
I got hip-hop taste buds. I wanna hear that bass when I make love. Wanna hear some lyrics when I wake up. Write rhymes to get me through a breakup. Bitch! Rough up whiskey straight, no chaser. Went through 50 breaks, no favor. Till I found this one, and made the bass hook with the drum. My savior. Yes, I come back, tongue that sharp like a thumbtack. So tight, James is saying, get my foot back. One track, A that residual. Noise man, fuck that, we clean with the digital toys. I'm the Apache, you're failing to match me. Throw your hands in the air like you're hailing a taxi. I move to the funk floor, you're stepping, now you're drunk, bro. This is for my peeps and the freaks in the front row.
You know, I looked around, faces I know. I fell in love with the people in the front row.
Don't complain if suffers in here and you win the front row or covered in beer. And club owners don't say the place is wrecked, it's your fault. If the roof is on fire, it's an electrical fault. Man, a vegetable bowl when I bring it live. Like Friday night, 40 in my hoodie, I can hard eye. Get live on the break, summer pace one. Lads, if you're heading to the bar, grab your mates one. Ladies, come chill, come rock with me, honey. I got like half a mil with Monopoly money. There's no stopping me, honey, so you can take my hand. We can lay on the beach and count grains of sand. And take a plane to Japan and drink sake with the mafia. Fly to Libya for some Bacardi with Gaddafi. Dinner date followed by a funk show. We'll rip off the tops and jump around in the front row.
You know, I looked around, faces I know. I fell in love with the people in the front row. Put me here and I'm all yours. Not for the money and it's not for the applause. No,
it's for the noise, please. Section.
Harriet Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
I'm here with Shapes. They've just jumped off stage.
Howdy do.
How are you, boys?
We're good.
We are fantastic.
Well, I won't speak for you, but I'm all right. Yeah,
I'm
you.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay. No, I'm great. I'm great. Yeah. How did the show
I'm
go?
Griff.
Yeah, this is Griffin, the only other Griffin. Shout out my brother Griffin.
Shout out
Griffin. Here's another bloody Griffin.
Yeah.
Welcome, Griffin.
I don't mean it.
Tell me how the show went.
The show went a lot better than we thought it would, to be honest.
Why?
I don't know, because Reading and Leeds is like quite a like the demographic has massively shifted, like the type of people you see out in the arena and stuff. It's very strange. You can't really pinpoint what music people like. So being in a band, like a rock band, you don't know whether or not anyone's actually going to be there. But
yeah, we didn't know how many people we'd pull, but yeah, we were happy with the turnout, so it was good.
And they were vibing, were they? They were into it.
Yeah, they were vibing.
We got a pit. We got a mosh pit.
Like, I know, right? Little like pillar in the middle, so they were running around that like a bunch of lunatics.
Now, that's an interesting one, because they scare the shit out of me, those things. Yeah.
It depends on...
You won't find me in one. I'm at the back, in the disabled platform.
I enjoy just watching them.
Please leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm over being in them. Especially, like, you know, when people are, like, swinging their arms around us. If you're like, well, I don't want to get punched in the face.
Keep your fucking elbows away from me.
I don't know how people dress to come to gigs, but I'm looking in my fly shit. You know, I've got my chains on. I'm fucking getting...
Don't touch me!
Don't touch me with your sweaty face.
But also, for a band on stage, you kind of want people to do that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Touch me!
Yes, please.
That's the song we come out to. I touch myself. The
divine generally is. Yeah.
Great walkout song.
We do love seeing a good old mosh pit. We do. And to be fair, I'll get involved in one if I'm drunk enough.
Yeah, but sober mosh pit is like. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm lying. I wouldn't do it. I'd stand there and watch and then laugh at someone getting hurt, but then I'd hope they were okay. So.
Babe, there's nothing wrong with admitting that, because it's a horrible hell show.
Yeah, it's not pleasant, really.
Horrible hell show.
It's just rude, isn't it?
That's your next single.
Horrible hell.
Horrible hell.
Tell you what.
Horrible hell show.
Have I got like...
So you got to add the show onto it. Okay.
You've got to make that a song.
We've got to do that now.
Let's make it right now. Horrible hell show. Don't come here. Horrible hell show.
It could definitely be an AC/DC track. Like,
yeah?
Horrible hell! What's that?
Oh, that sounded nice.
I don't know. Well, it's ours now, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Can I at least have
20%?
Yeah, 33.3. Oh, yeah, boy! So you've had an exciting summer, and you're about to go back on tour with Bullet for My Valentine.
Yes.
How was the first couple of dates?
Of that tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking wicked. Like, we, you know, we haven't played massive shows like that since we were with Trivium about 18 months ago.
Yeah, 18 months ago now. Bloody hell.
Someone back there likes it. So, yeah, it was just great to be back in front of, like, huge crowds. And you have to kind of cater how you perform, I think, each gig to, you know, the amount of people you're playing to. So it's good to kind of reboot that one.
It's kind of hard to, like, you kind of have to make... Not like we don't anyway, but you need to make a bit more effort to like win those kind of bands over. It was the same on the Trivium tour as well. These fans are big fans of Bullet. They're big fans of Trivium. So when a new band comes up, they're kind of like, who the fuck is this? Like, who are these motherfuckers?
I mean, is it quite aggressive? Like, fuck these guys.
Yeah. That guy. Fuck that guy.
Just kind of standing there with their beer, like... And as soon as they do the smirk and then they start nodding your head, then you're like, all right, okay.
I mean, you've got to win over every single one of them. Time. He drums, but obviously the stages are so much bigger. So I'm running from one end to the other and then you're fucking getting out of breath and all this. We're used to playing on table, like, stages like half the size of this table.
You poor thing. Are you okay?
Do you know what? Can I have a fucking cookie and sit down?
Do you get a numb bum?
You know what? I do when
usually before the show.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
and just a little bit after.
Yeah, before and after, yeah, in the show,
not for
me, that's where I get a break.
I don't know.
You know what? The only time it gets numb is when I'm in rehearsals and I'm sat down for ages, but I'm only sat
doing
down
nothing.
For like half an hour doing nothing. Yeah. So
texting his missus.
You don't even drum.
No, I just sit there and
your number.
He drums
my
his
numb
thumbs
ass.
On his phone case.
Drums his thumbs on the numb bums. Yeah.
Watch out for those thumbs. You need those in your industry.
I know. They're very important to me, and I'm going to insure them.
Do that immediately.
You know, J-Lo insured her bum.
I mean,
like
J-Lo's
millions.
Bum, Harry's thumbs. I mean...
I think they're in the same league, personally, but I mean, it's all opinions, really.
Honestly, you guys are wonderful.
Man's
I need more of this
man's.
In my life. Thank you so much for coming to join us.
Thank you.
Have a lovely rest of your festival. You're going to go and have some drinks and have a little party now?
I don't really know.
Eat the rest of my burger. I don't know. See where the wind takes me, really.
About.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Yeah. Doing absolutely nothing.
Cheers, guys. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You
we'll catch
much.
You next Cheers. Time. Bye. Welcome to the blame, I make the rules so we say how much we think you're worth.
Harriet Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
We're backstage with Yizzy. He's about to go on stage in like 45 minutes. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good, very excited. Yeah? I'm kind of hungry now. I need some food.
Oh, no, that's serious. You need to eat before you go on.
I know. I don't. I'm looking around and I'm still debating.
Pizza's good. You can't, I bet when you're on stage and like your tummy's rumbling, not a vibe.
No, it's impossible. Ah, it's not the one. When you need to go to the toilet or when you need to eat food, yeah, that's on your mind for the whole set.
Have you ever needed the loo so bad? Because I know, you know when you need it so bad and it's like painful?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that on stage?
Nah, but it's been one of those where it's like,
Seconds to go.
I've had a couple songs planned and I've cut one short because I know I need to get out of here quick.
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. BBC Introducing Stage.
Yes.
Sick stage. I've just been in there today. It's such a vibe.
Yeah.
What kind of vibe are you bringing to this stage? Are you going to like, is there anything special that you've got planned?
5 seconds into the stage, you're going to hear grime music. You're going to hear classic grime instruments. Yes. I'm talking Skepta. I'm talking Stormzy. I'm talking Jamie. I'm talking Kano. You're going to hear all of it. And
yes,
if you're walking
yes,
by
yes.
and you love grime, you're going to come over to this stage and have a good half hour.
I can tell you it's going to be banging in there because the audience are ready outside. They are a little bit drunk. I say when I say a little bit drunk, I mean they're completely fucked.
Hammered, yeah.
And they're going to be ready for you.
I'm gassed, yeah.
And you're only 18.
Yes.
You young
barely
man.
Legal. Barely,
barely
legal.
Barely legal. Barely legal. What was your first legal drink? Can you remember?
Yeah, it was on my birthday. Do you know what? I got pissed off because I didn't even get ID'd to get in.
Oh, mate.
And I was like, this is the first time I can get in legally and you're not going to ID me.
Please ID me.
I was upset. That's weird, but I was upset.
No, I would have been upset at that.
I think my first legal drink was a double Hennessy and Coke. And then my brethren started buying me flipping Jägermeisters.
Yeah, that's nice though. Don't you like Jäger bombs?
Nah, I don't. I'm a Hennessy, Courvoisier, Ray and Neff, yeah.
Honestly, I cannot drink that stuff. It's like, what? Yeah.
What? Which one?
Any of those. Oh. Hennessy, it's too much.
Listen, Ray and Neff are the one, you know.
We need to just hang out more and you can help me drink it better. Do you drink before you go on stage or is it like, you've got to be sober?
Nah, you can do what you want. No. Sometimes I drink like half a Koppenberg. I love Koppenberg. It's my favourite drink ever.
Oh, yeah, sick. We need some sponsorship over here.
Strawberry and lime, Koppenberg, recording and all of that. Yeah.
Recording, sick.
I'll drink like half before I go on and then half after. And then I'll.
Is there like a limit to how many drinks you can have before you go on stage?
I'll never have more than a full one of something.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Because it is.
It's too much.
I jump around a lot on stage.
And you don't want that tummy.
It takes one slip or one thinking, right, I'm not going that far forward. And then your head first into the guy in the front row. And then you got some explaining to do. So
also, you might like literally die doing that.
You will die. You'll get turned into a meme. There are so many possible outcomes that you just
die and get turned into a meme is the worst kind of dying.
Oof, fuck.
Are you a crowd surfer or no?
Do you know what? I need a hardcore fan base of about 500 people to hold me up before I ever try a crowd surf.
Okay, so we're waiting for that moment because today might be the day.
No.
Because
you know, if I hurt my leg, I got leads tomorrow.
This my guy, like, he's serious. Like, he's 18 and he's maturer than me.
I'm trying.
So tell me, what's in store for the rest of the year after this festival? What are you up to?
I have got some singles on the way, which is very exciting. I'm doing Leeds Festival tomorrow. I'm also doing Eskimo Dance tomorrow
night.
Oh,
sick.
So that's like the biggest grime rave ever.
And I'm biggest, big day tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's going to be really sick.
When's the next single coming out?
The next single is coming out end of September.
Sick.
And I'm performing it today, and it's produced by Star One, and it's called Hype Ting, because it's a fucking hype ting.
Big! Star One, that's so sick.
Yeah, I get on well with them a lot. Do you know what? We look the same, because we all got curly hair, and we're all about the same complexion, so it's not Star One, it's Star Three, and I'm actually the long-lost brother. So we bust jokes all the time.
We had a chat with them a couple of weeks ago, actually, when we were at Lovebox Festival.
Yeah.
Lovely boys.
Oh, they're amazing, man.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck today.
Thank you.
I hope I'm there for the first time you crowd surf because I know it's going to be a magical moment.
I hope so. Thank you.
Yizzy. 2018. Hands at Maniac on production. I'm back like you never got the message the first time. I burst rhyme, lyric for lyric, they can't burst. I ain't a verse, I start war with a verse. Birth in a place, man, I get burst for the first rhyme. They're penalising more than the first rhyme. I spoke the true first line of the first rhyme. So you should have got the message the first time. I won't see the vision like dots in a blurred line. I want the view from the top, what bird's eye? Man, I'm repping for the blue like turquoise. I sit with TMs on my feet like a Dragon Ball Z. And I open my third eye. So I won't get caught up with a guy. Could have spent any more fishing at the sea like bird's eye. Said you're gonna grab a mic and mic eye. Let's go tit for tat.
this for that car. Mum's east and I got the gift and a gab. I like to chit chat, but I never kick back. Them and the children are working to do jack. Should they wanna give up on the chat, but it ain't that. Cause I'm from them and I with them and I might run up on it. If you're not from air, then brother turn back. Too late. Yo, you got me fam. Yeah. Better start running cause you can't turn back. Like, think man, I'm gonna play games. Them boy don't want jump on a wave. Man, I got flow for days, bars for days. When I turn up on a rave and I wanna hear it. That's the sound in a man I like. That's the sound in a rave. Man, I got flow for days, bars for days. When I turn up on a rave and I wanna hear it. Everybody get cash. Everybody get fresh. With a drink in a hand. Everybody get mush. Everybody get cash. Everybody get fresh. With a drink in a hand. Everybody get mush. I don't wanna see no one standing up at the back with a screw face with a yawn or a low cap. Step into a rave but you're chilling at the back. Step into a brother but you're gonna do jack. Mind out before I get nasty like jack. Why you trying to give everybody a chat? Cause I got dogs in the east with a man in my book. But man I'm from south with a man go black. Concrete jungle,
Mowgli,
with a real bad man,
the boss.
So instead of running your mouth, stab in your mother's house, stop by Gucci and Stone. Stop what I wanna watch, what? I ain't a roll, yo. You wanna take a shot, you ain't Kobe. Molotov cocktail, I'm funny. Cause I ain't scared and I'm a human with your homies. So stay fresh, cause you gotta run now. Trust. Can you try switch lanes with a truth? Run fast, you don't wanna get shut down. I can never switch lanes in a booth. No. And your nose here slip from the intro, like text, like it was weighing up in a booth. Punchline, Steph man with a wheezy chest, cause I ain't gotta explain in a booth. Like, think man, I'm gonna play games. Then boy, don't wanna jump on a wave. Man, I got flow for days, bars for days. When I turn up on a rave, I wanna hear it. That's the sound in a man I like. That's the sound in a rave. Man, I got flow for days, bars for days. When I turn up on a rave, I don't wanna hear it. Everybody get cash. Everybody get fresh. With a drink in a hand. Everybody get mush. Everybody get cash. Everybody get fresh. With a drink in a hand. Everybody get mush. All my east man, them in a building go black. North man, them in a building go black. West man, them in a building go black. South man, them in a building go black. East man, them in a building go black. North man, them in a building go black. West man, them in a building go black. South man, them in a building go black. All my east man, them in a building go black. North man, them in a building go black. West man, them in a building go black. South man, them in a building go black. East man, them in a building go black. North man, them in a building go black. West man, them in a building go black. South man, them in a building go black. Think man, I'm gonna play games. Them boy, don't want jump on a wave. Man, I got flow for days, bars for days. When I turn up on a rave, when I wanna hear it. That's the sound in a man I like. That's the sound in a rave. Man, I got flow for days, bars for days. When I turn up on a rave, when I wanna hear it. Everybody get cash. Everybody get fresh. With a drink in a hand. Everybody get mush. Everybody get cash. Everybody get fresh. With a drink in a hand. Everybody get mush.
Harriet's Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
Kaya's here of Blood Youth. How you doing, babe?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm looking forward to playing.
You're going to rock out today?
I am.
A little 100%. Bit later on tonight.
Yeah.
Sun's going to go down. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not down by then. Still
we
in
were,
summer,
yeah,
aren't
we? We were really pleased that we were playing a little bit later because everyone's a little boozy. Everyone's a little bit happy.
Babe.
Even though our music is pretty miserable.
Hold on, though. Have you been to Reading before?
No, I've been. Okay. I spent a lot of my teen years at Leeds Festo.
Oh, I was going to say, because yeah. At Reading, I think people are pissed by like 11:30 a.m.
Fair, yeah, it's probably about the same. Because I live in Leeds, so I was just grew up going to that festival.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, so were you one of those people that did really weird shit at Leeds Fest? Because I know Leeds Fest, there's, people do stuff like they burn tents, they do crazy shit. I mean, I've just been out there and it's pretty intense.
The last day, whenever I went, because I stopped going when I was 17, because I got...
Stopped going at 17, I love that.
I stopped going at 17 because I would go to the festival and I was really enjoying it from about 13 onwards. And then I started getting involved in music. And
right.
Then I got to 17 years old and I was just jealous of all the bands playing. And I said to myself, I'm never coming back to this festival unless I'm playing it. And now I'm back.
And here we are.
Exclusive.
Oh, that's...
It only took 9 years, but I'm back.
Hey, listen, 9 short years.
Yeah.
9 very short years. That must be such a beautiful feeling.
It is, yeah. And tomorrow I might cry, so...
Oh!
And no, because my mum's going to be there as well, and it's just going to be very intense. We're a really heavy band. I'm talking like I'm, you know... Really, we play really soft songs, but it's a really, really special moment for all of us. But for like the milestone I set myself personally, I'm like really, it's gonna be good.
And is your mum a crier? Is she gonna be weeping?
I don't
seeing
know.
Seeing you live at
Leeds
Festival?
She might do. She might do.
I feel like if she doesn't now, it's going to be pretty.
I put a lot of pressure on her now. I'll be outside saying, like, why aren't you even crying?
Mom, I don't believe in it. Will you cry?
No, no.
What?
I might get a little bit teary, but, you know.
Okay, just a little bit, small amount of emotion.
Yeah, yeah, a little.
Well, you have the music is very emotive. Like, there's a lot of you that goes into it.
100%.
Is it quite sort of draining to, after you perform, because you're letting that, it's cathartic, but it's also like, fuck. Like,
yeah,
just,
yeah, definitely. Everyone calls me really boring in the band. They call me the old man of the band.
Aww.
Because, the shows really take it out of me, and then usually when we're on tour I just go to bed straight after the show because I'm so tired.
Babe, I'm with you. I go to bed ASAP. I'm going to bed right now.
And kind of, you know, I've done, you know, I don't like to party too much when we're on tour because I just lose my voice and I get too excited.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, you got to stay focused and you got to be on the game. And also,
exactly. People
don't achieve never going to Reading until you perform and then doing it and performing if you don't take it seriously.
Exactly. So, when we play a show, I'm absolutely knackered and I'm so tired. And it feels like I'm being really rude to people after the show. I'm not.
He's just really sleepy. Leave him alone. Starve was your latest single, came out in August. How's the reaction been? Do people enjoying seeing it live?
Crazy. Yeah, we've only played it live once, which was a few days ago.
Oh, so you didn't preview it at all before you released
it? Nothing at all. And then we just dropped it and we played it for the first time in London. On Monday, and it was crazy.
And
how did it
go down? People loved it.
Really pleased. You know, it's always really nerve-wracking putting out new music, so I'm really glad people are into it.
And you're supporting Crossfaith in October?
Next month. Well, it starts kind of end of next month and then into October.
Wow.
So I'll be
forward
cool
to that.
Yeah, yeah, we love playing Europe. You know, we're always there back and forth, especially places like Germany, Netherlands and stuff like that. So it's cool to be playing the UK as well.
Yeah. And what top tips would you give to other budding rock and roll stars? What would you tell them
patience.
To do? Oh, yeah, patience is a virtue.
Practice. And go out and, like, get your heart broken. Like, go out
smash
and,
smash that heart to pieces.
No one has been successful in music that's just been in steady relationships.
So or, like, had a really nice time the whole time.
Go out, go get your heart broken, go, you know, stuff like that, because you write some really cool songs and it brings you to stuff like places like this.
So do you need to keep regularly having your heart broken or
100%? Yeah. Every 6 months I got a little quota, so like,
is there a clause when you date someone? It's like, cool, I really like you, I'm in love with you.
No, I just
but
say
it's 6 months and we are done.
No, they say that to me. I say I'm in a touring band and they're out the door. They're just done. They want that bank job and they want, you know, the picket fence.
We need a rock star's lonely hearts Tinder.
You say that and then I go on tour for 3 months and I come back and it's nothing. And then I write a cool album, so it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
sick, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thanks, girls. Cheers. So tonight, obviously, it's going to be a big set. You're very excited. And tomorrow is going to be even more exciting for you because it's hometown.
Yeah.
But is there anything special that you bring to festivals that you don't bring to a live show?
You got to work a little harder at festivals because a lot of the crowd don't know you. And a lot of the people are just like, oh, they're playing, I'll go check them out. I've never seen them before. So you got to kind of involve everyone and not just your fans.
Yeah.
When it's our own club shows or whatever, it's easy. Not easy, but do you know what I mean? Like, people know what they're going to get. But with a festival, we've earned, like, our first ever show was a festival. So we're kind of trained to...
You've been trained from early.
We're there.
Train, ready to rumble. Heartbreaks, lots of sleeps, rock star lifestyle.
It's like a bad movie.
Blood Youth, where did that come from?
It doesn't mean anything. We just thought it sounded cool.
Okay. That's the best and most honest answer. Because imagine if you'd just been like, well, basically, I used to, in my youth, watch loads of vampire films.
Nah.
I thought maybe you're going to be like, I'm a huge fan of Twilight.
We were throwing around some names. That one just sounded cool.
Does sound cool.
My answer for this question when I'm asked it is, it can mean whatever you want it to mean.
Okay.
People come up to me and they're like, it means this to me, it means this to me. I'm like, that's sick. Like,
do any vampires ever come up to you and be like, it means my lifestyle to
me? Nah, they don't.
No vampire fans?
Nah. I don't think so, unless make yourself known next show.
Shouts out to the vampires, please.
Thing is, like, everyone in the band is pretty much vegan, so... our blood is quite herby.
Okay.
I don't know if they
it's
want
like
that.
It's like an oregano.
It's very heavily seasoned.
Oh, I like it. I feel a little bit nauseous, but I like it.
See you next tour.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat.
Thank you.
Good luck with tonight, and I hope tomorrow is as magical as you hope it will.
I hope so. Thank you. I probably jinxed it now.
Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
Protégé's here with me backstage at Reading Festival. You've literally just hit the main stage. How was it?
It was good. It's very important because I'm the first reggae artist or Jamaican artist to be on the main stage in 35 years.
That is insane.
It's crazy. So it's like a big accomplishment, and I'm just grateful to be here.
And the first of many, I hope.
I hope it's open up now, you know, they'd be like, yo, that's dope. And the people reacted good, so they can see it worked.
Was it vibing out there?
Yeah. People were into it. Everything I asked of them, they gave to me. And what more can you ask of an audience?
The thing is, that must be it when you're performing on stage. It must be weird if you don't get that thing that you need. Because I've seen it with artists from all spectrums.
Yeah.
With an audience that might not be giving them. Because sometimes people just don't give it, do they?
I'd say most of the times they do. There'll be sometimes.
That's because it's your music, though. The vibe is there. You cannot deny it. You cannot deny that.
Maybe, but you know what it is. You know, like sometimes you go to a place and the vibe starts and they're not really into it.
Yeah.
And then you have to pace yourself and be like, all right, just keep it going, and then gradually they be like, all right, I'm digging this. So most times it has worked out well for me.
Yeah, it's because you're sick. That's what happens.
I will work with that for sure.
And the sun's out today, so it kind of makes everyone a bit happier, doesn't it?
You know what? I've been so lucky with the UK festivals. Every festival I've played and I've gone on stage, it gets sunny. I play Glastonbury, it's raining the whole afternoon. I go on stage, sunlight, bright and sunny. So they always say I bring the sunlight from Jamaica.
Can we hang out more then? Because please don't go back to Jamaica ever again. We need you here to bring the sun.
I try my best, you know.
When are you going back? When's the next time you're going to be in Jamaica?
Jamaica, not till October, but I leave the UK on Monday. I go to California and tour, and then I go to Japan, and then I go to Jamaica.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so we've been touring for months, for like 2 months now.
And how is that for you? Because I know it can be pretty hard for artists to spend. So, I mean, obviously it's music and you love it, but is there parts of it that you're like, oh, I need to get home, I need to be...
I just need to go home for reality.
Yeah.
After a while, all of this, you don't know what day you perform, you don't know what day it is, where you're waking up. You lose a little grip on what's real and what matters, like family and friends. And so I like to go home to connect with that, you know.
And how am I right in thinking you've just had a little baby girl?
Yeah.
So this is the first time you've kind of been out and about performing with a little baby daughter. Has that changed anything for you?
You just don't want her to grow up and not know you. So I stayed home for her first 7-8 months, and then I had to go on tour, you know. So it's cool. I just want to see her. I'm going to miss her first birthday.
You have missed
I'm going to on September 3rd.
Yeah, but you can make it up to her when you get back.
I have to.
My brother actually has a little baby, and the only music that will send her to sleep is reggae.
Oh, dope.
So she's going to have a pretty good upbringing in terms of being surrounded by your music.
I think so, and just lots of music. Any music I listen to, I play around her.
Yeah, and I guess reggae, because of the tonality of it, is really good for little babies as well, because it kind of, it's chill, but it's also like an energy and a vibrance that you need as a kid.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the if youths and kids and children are responding to your music, it's a good sign.
Do you think that you're going to let her, if she wanted to, be in the music industry?
Yeah, anything she wants to be, with, you know what I mean, within reason, is like, I'll support... anything. I'll never push her into music though, because music is rough and it's also more challenging for women as well.
Yeah.
So, but anything she wants to do, I'll make sure she learns an instrument for sure.
Do you think that in terms of women in music, do you think that things are changing? Because it seems like right now things are quite exciting for women. Things seem to be changing in the music industry in terms of equal pay. People are discussing it more. Like, from a musician's perspective and a man's perspective, do you see things changing?
I think just in the globally, not just in music, just women in everything are, you know what I mean, getting more highlights, which is right. But it's still a battle and a struggle for women. I have two artists that I've signed to my label who are women, and my whole team is women as well. My manager, assistant, label manager, PR, everything. So it's like I work a lot, and it's a lot of challenges, but I'm just glad that at least now we speak about these things and it's awareness and there's more of a voice given to women.
Because I think the best thing is talking about it, isn't it? That's all you got
to
do.
Start the conversation. Lots of things, all you have to really do is start the conversation. That's what I like to do with my music, just sit, do stuff that starts a conversation, and whether you agree or not, that's fine.
But I think in reggae, in the history of reggae, that is a conversation that's being had as well, like a conversation being started. You know, a lot of politics has gone through big reggae artists. It's something it's something that's important in that genre, no?
I think so, and I think I pay attention to that, and it's a vibe, so... At the end of the day, you want people to feel something. You want people to go home. If you don't open their hearts, you can't really, your words have no meaning. So people will never forget how you make them feel. So I hope when they listen to my music or when I perform live and they get it, they feel some sort of way.
I think they definitely do. Protégé, nice. Thank you so much for joining us. FUBAR Radio, see you later.
Yes, I like your gold.
Yeah, we're matching. Listening.
I'm trying, we're but blinging. You have way more, you know?
Yeah, but yours are probably much more expensive than mine. Thank you so much.
And it's a Protégé. Chronics are where you say. Indios. I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. Jah provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees.
When me see Jah, me see a way. Drastically straight from hypocrisy, I say, hey. Every man to them own a philosophy. I live the proper way and then me read a chapter daily. Man, they in a city hungry and no eat. And food they down a country, just a drop off of the tree then. You see, say poverty no real then. Is what the reason revealing.
To my friends and foes, and I suppose hello. I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. Jah provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees, green leaves. Yeah.
When the rain pits up at 20 roof, herb just a steam pepper pot 20 stew. Life is a dream if you got gratitude. So God tell the regime them can't stop what we do now. Information you think on your own, or else you're a slave to the things that you know. What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just go where God shaping blows. Sending love to my friends and foes. And I suppose hello. I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. Jah provide all my wants and needs. The sunshine, rivers and trees, green leaves.
Oh, Africa in our soul, but a Jah in our heart. It is of importance for I and I gather. If we cannot show now a balance that we had, how do we propose then to carry it abroad? Then I go to Ethiopia and you not have a plan. The building of a nation and a helper on. Every one a lover, one a man is just a man. It shall be a coronation when we land, land, land.
Who knows?
Hello.
I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. Jah provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees, green leaves. Well,
and I say we just
who knows, who knows?
Yeah, man.
Who knows, babe?
We just move oh, with Jah every time.
I'm pleased
and give
to be
know?
Chilling in the West Indies.
Harriet Rose at Reading Festival on Fubar Radio.
Matthew and Maxwell of Deaf Havana join us right now, otherwise known to their friends as Matt and Max.
Get in there, lad.
Oui. Oui, let's. A little bit hungover today, aren't we?
Yeah, awful. Really,
awful.
Really bad.
Parisian hungover.
Yes.
How was Paris? How was the performance last night?
Awful.
It was bad.
No, it was fine.
You
it was
fucked
fine.
It up.
It was fine. No, all right. You weren't even there, so I don't want you.
No, it was
slagging
brilliant.
Me off for.
It was brilliant. That's what I've heard.
No, it was fine. It's just French audiences aren't as vibey as they could.
That's
be.
Because they're incredibly cool, though.
I think that's what it is.
What? Too cool.
Yeah. For school.
Yeah, man.
Just
want to watch it.
I'm thinking about snails.
Guys, you've got a new album out, Rituals. It's gone to number 8 in the charts. Absolutely incredible. Came out on the 3rd of August, I believe.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about your rituals, the things you do before you get on stage. What happens to Deaf Havana in the 5 minutes before you hit that stage?
We normally listen to 24 Karat Magic by
Bruno Mars. Okay.
And sink as much whiskey as we can in 5 minutes.
Okay,
it. You need something like that to then just
24
give you, like,
karat
this
magic.
Shot of adrenaline.
Do you guys all harmonise it like 24 karat magic in the bed? Oh my god, that's your next cover song.
Always.
I'd love to. Look, I'd do a great karaoke version of it.
Do you?
Project.
Are you karaoke fans, you two?
Come on. Yeah,
come
it
on,
is. It, it, I'll look. If you're really lucky, I'll do all 9 minutes of Bat Out of Hell here. So.
Literally, let's cut the interview and just do that.
Well, don't do that.
No. Seriously, though, I was reading on your social medias, www.socialmedias.com, about how much you love Reading Festival, and it's like your favourite festival in the world.
It's because, like, I mean, already today, just all your mates are here. Like, it's people you haven't seen for fucking years. It's well nice to just hang out. And then at the end of the day, apparently we get to play a show and all. Like,
and your mum's here as well, which I've heard is going to kick off later.
She is.
She's awesome.
She's mental. Give her a couple of rosé, she'll be crowd surfing.
Yes, baby. Love that. You guys are playing about 8 o'clock tonight, right?
I think so.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's like 7:45.
Are you looking forward to the show?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous.
Are you? Tell me why.
Because we normally play like before 4 p.m. And so there's a lot of time.
The sun's going to have gone down.
To not try and get drunk. Like.
So basically, you're scared that you're going to not be drunk.
No, I'm joking. I'm mainly scared because we're really high up, and I don't know. It's big.
It's awesome.
It's a big show.
It's awesome. And also, you know, when you say the fear of like getting pissed, how many pints of cider does it take you to be pissed? Like, is there like okay, babe, that's three, no more.
That question is far too broad. What level of piss do you want about?
I'm talking about able to go on stage and perform.
Six.
Oh, six ciders.
Yeah. Oh, throughout the day with food, it's fine. Yeah.
Wow. That is a man after my own heart right there. Tell me about festival season. You guys have been smashing it. You've been everywhere. It's been a really exciting summer for you. You must be still buzzing off that.
I'm mainly just still tired. I think Post Malone got it right when he got all his tired tattooed under his eyes.
Are you going to maybe do that too?
No, just kill myself. No.
Or what about getting perpetually pissed?
That is good. That is really good. I might do wrists.
Yeah, because I think under your eye perpetually might go all the way.
It needs to be even.
Needs to be even. He was clever with that.
It's been awesome. It's been, just really busy. Like, I don't know. Like, we haven't really had a chance to stop and think because... Well, like I said, it's the first time we've released a summer record. And so having that buzz week, like when you release a record full of everything and then go straight into festivals, like we haven't really had a time to like stop and think about what we're doing. Like, so it's
going to be one of those things that you probably have a massive come down after festival season and kind of compute stuff.
Oh God, yeah.
That's gone down.
There's a good 3 days where I need to not see anyone.
Yeah.
Because I'm sweating vinegar.
Your album, the album's called Rituals, and it's about quality. It's about redemption.
Sort of.
What do you both seek redemption for after this summer of naughtiness? Is there something, have you been ultra naughty in any way that you need, at the end you're going to be like, right, I need redemption now,
I have those little moments every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that where the album came from? Is it all of you together discussing those? Because everyone has them.
Sort of, yeah. It's mainly James, our frontman. It's those little things in life that, like, decisions that are made wrongly, even. And, like, not necessarily being the best human you can be at all times. As I know we're not, like... So, it's about seeking redemption from that, I guess.
And it seems to have connected really well with your fans. It's done so well. I mean, it was released literally a couple of weeks ago, and it hit... Oh, my God. Invasion of the Wasp!
I hate them.
I don't care about the album. I care about this wasp.
They're fucking everywhere. Get out.
This is...
There you go.
I'm so in love with you now. You just saved me from a wasp.
Not on camera.
You are my saviour. No, I really like the album, and it's such a really great place for you guys to be in. Everybody's buzzed about you. Everybody's really excited. Did you expect that when you released it? Did you know this was the one?
We were shitting it a bit because we obviously like sonically made a bit of a departure from what we've done before, but we wrote the record like for us. Do you know what I mean? Like we didn't think, oh, fans will want to hear this. They'll want that. Completely threw that like rule book out the fucking window,
which is a danger zone, isn't it, for any band?
It is, but it's also the only way you can progress and
100%
as a band, because if you're not making music that you are happy with, how the fuck is anyone else going to be happy?
Well, you're just mannequins, aren't you, if you
basically yeah
like that famous Katy Perry song, mannequin. I can't remember how it goes.
Yeah, just sing it all.
I was basically about to go, baby, you're a mannequin, but that is not the right song,
but it could be.
Can you guys do that as well?
Can I?
Sing Baby I'm a Mannequin in your live set?
I'd rather not.
Actually, talking of singing things in your live set, today aren't you singing some of the songs from your album that you've never performed before?
Yes, apart from last night. We busted
Yeah, but we don't
pretend
that didn't happen. Yeah.
But it didn't happen yesterday.
So no, okay.
Brand new song.
In the UK.
In the UK, yeah. Oh, so people will actually dance this time. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm talking to you, France.
So tell me about...
I'm not going to say Brexit.
Oh, God. This has taken a dark, dark turn. Let's take it back to Funsies, When you're at a festival and you're working, I know you're having a cider, but what is your tipple of choice when you're running up? You know you're performing later on.
It's lager for me until I get sick of the lager, and then it's cider.
Actually, Shandy is my top.
Ooh!
Because Shandy, what, you
can drink, nice old lager
top. You can drink like twice as much, obviously, and you're still intaking the same volume.
And it's kind of, oh my god, it's Attack of the Wasp again! No, no!
Okay, just leave it. Like, the worst thing you can do is flap about.
Don't flap about. You heard it here first. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight. I'm going to come down to your signing and make you sign my boobs. Is that okay?
Yeah.
There isn't much there, but we'll try and make it work. This has been Def of Honor, and this is FUBAR Radio. See you later, guys.
I'm so pathetic, forever thinking I'd change. There are pieces of my past that I've conveniently erased. I fell in over my head, you wouldn't understand. And now my brain is just a tired mess of all the things I've abandoned. You should know, you never were an exception. I think I shut you out as a form of protection. Now there's an empty space that's growing in my head, and in my home starting to show. Somehow crept into your chest. So the hours I wasted tried hard to fool you. Well, they were never enough, never enough to hide all the pain I put you through. You can fall to your knees and pray, 'cause I'm a sinner now, and I won't be saved. I've been lying to you more each day, 'cause I'm a sinner.
Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
Snuts are joining me backstage at Reading right now. How's it going, boys?
Yo.
Yo. You've just got off stage an hour ago. How did it go down?
It was brilliant. it was really good seeing new people coming in, and folks still out there singing our songs. So it's made it this far down. So I'm happy and taking it to Leeds tomorrow.
It's a big, big year for you guys. Like, you've done this all, like, kind of on your own. Like, no promo. You hit Spotify and got, like, over 1 million streams. That's crazy and also really exciting because at the moment in the music industry, there is space for bands and artists to do that. Do you feel like there's a reason why it happened for you like that, or was it just complete collision of coincidence?
I think people are tired of listening to shit.
I think basically it was always our plan to kind of play on outside the scene, because a lot of your local scenes, especially in music right now, are kind of cliqued and kind of excluding people who are interested in music and interested in being at live music events but don't feel part of it and don't feel part of the songs that are being sung. And our plan was always to write music that was bringing people in that could be received and spread out across their kind of daily lives. I feel like that's where success comes.
And where does the inspiration come from? How do you connect with your audience so well?
Just because they're just like us. We're just normal people as well. We're not trying to follow a clique or a style or like try and paint this picture of this different. We are rock, like a rock star persona.
A problem that bands have got is that they try and like make themselves look like they're in a band instead of just like. Instead of just being in a band and trying to be cool and being like...
Is that looking like a rock star? It's something you've earned, it's not something you've kind of borrowed. So that's always that's always the kind of persona we've followed. We've always focused on being in a practice room twice as much as the other bands that are playing around, and making sure our songs are not just songs that we can indulge in, but songs that other people can indulge in.
So basically what you're trying to tell me is that you were born rock stars. You didn't have to create it. It was from birth.
Natural.
Yeah, they just knew. Tell me about growing up in Scotland, the music scene there. What is it like? Is it a place where you felt like you fitted musically, or did you have to go elsewhere to find what you wanted?
No, there's a big scene in like Glasgow and
even
things
when we
like
were
that.
Up,
but when we were growing up, all we done was kinda listen to music, attend festivals like this, and it's a bit surreal to be able to come and play them now, but hard work pays off, you know what I mean?
And now you're here, smashing it. And what's the plan for the rest of the day? Are you going to be drinking some more of these beers and ciders?
These delicious Carlsberg with our
perfectly chilled
Carlsberg. a pleasing bitterness. Hops are nature's gift.
These look like maybe your rider that you've brought out with you.
And
yes.
Everybody else.
Yeah, my boys. Well, I'm very excited about you guys. I'm looking forward to what's coming next. Is there going to be a next? When's the next release? When can we expect more music?
Soon.
The locks.
Very soon. Just going to try and always kind of strike when it's hot and not make a big deal about releasing, no shout about it for months and months and months. When it comes, people will know and they'll hopefully enjoy it.
That's very Kanye West of you. I like it.
Big up, Mr. West.
a lot of your attitude does derive entirely from gangster rap.
Other rap has a major influence.
Oh, sick. I love it.
That's not even sarcasm.
No.
It sounds like sarcasm, but it is.
No, I'm into it. Who's your favourite hip-hop artist then?
Wu-Tang Forever.
Wu-Tang Forever, that's me. Like. Did you catch them at Lovebox Festival?
No, I didn't. No, the last time I seen them was at the Academy, O2 Academy in Glasgow.
A lot of Wu-Tang neck tattoos.
Sick. What's your favourite Wu-Tang song? Mine's got to be Gravel Pit.
Protect Your Neck.
Oh,
Protect Your Neck.
Oh, that's going to go off.
Again.
Well, maybe you need to go and request that from a DJ right now.
Where is he?
Yeah, he's over there. Let's go.
I'll be in charge of that, Kinnisha.
Yeah, you can do that. Snuts, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Come find us in the studio when you're next in the UK. UK, I mean next in London. Lol.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks,
much.
Guys.
Thank
bye.
You. Cheers. Bye.
Starting to be
nothing but all this track lies on love in your mind. Just hold on me if you find yourself starting to be nothing but
Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
I've got Johnny here of Man With A Mission. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Reading Festival, the sun is shining.
It's been such a great day. It was such a great moment. It's so fucking great to be back in the UK, really.
What was the vibe like?
The vibe? It was amazing. I mean, like, Reading Festival, this is actually one of my favorite festivals in the whole wide world.
Really?
It is. I mean, a lot of my favorite bands performed here. It's truly like a dream come true to us, you know.
Tell me why it's your favorite festival. Is it just because, have you actually come here as a punter? Have you only ever been here to perform?
We've been in the UK a couple of times by touring, but I've never been in the Reading Festival before.
Oh,
so
this is your first time.
It's amazing, really.
And I need to talk, what is life as a wolf like in the music industry?
It's quite different from you guys, you know. We're half human, half wolf.
Yeah.
And what disappoints us most is like summertime. It's cool in here in the UK, but like in Japan, it's damn hot, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine. You must be sweating your tits off in that heat.
No, this is not a mask. This is what we look like.
I know. No, but it's in the heat, like that fur. Yeah. You can't survive in that fur.
Yeah.
I mean, on stage as well, the heat must be insane. You're lucky here. I mean, this is like the hottest it ever gets. So
really?
If you're okay in this.
Oh, I mean, this is smooth for us, man.
And you were actually born in a lab. That's correct, right?
That's right, yeah. Made by a professor, a mad one. Yeah.
Yeah, he must have been crazy, but he's created something wonderful.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Really. Music kind of made you a good wolf, though, didn't it?
That's right. We've been doing a lot of, duties or something like that.
Evil duties,
evil
I like
duties
it.
In the whole wide world, but one day the professor decided to ice us in the Antarctic.
Yeah, and just chill you out for a couple of years.
That's right, but when we were iced, we were listening to the music that was going on all over the world.
Oh, sick. So they were just piping the music into
That's
you.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, it just moved our heart, you know. So if we had a chance to get out of that ice one day, we definitely wanted to perform.
And who was there any specific artist that sort of inspired the Wolf family?
Yes. Especially all the music that was going on in the 90s, alternative guitar rock kind of stuff.
Sick.
Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, I love
Dinosaur
it.
Jr., you know, even the mixture, Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, okay.
Asian Foundation.
I feel like that is like wolf music, though.
It is. I mean, combined with a lot of, you know, essence in all the rock music history.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to get that music basis, and you kind of had it in the weirdest but best way possible.
Uh-huh.
What about now? Like, you're here now at Reading Festival. Are you going to get a chance to go and check out some of the artists that are playing today?
Yeah, I definitely want to. Today we met Don Broco that toured with us before.
Sick.
Those guys are probably actually
playing right
tomorrow,
now.
Right?
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Sick. And your fifth album, Chasing the Horizon, came out this year.
Uh-huh.
How has the response been? Has everybody loved it?
So far, it's been good, yes. Luckily, a lot of people listened to it, actually purchased it, you know?
That's what you need. That's what you need.
Yeah.
What's the difference between fans here in the UK and fans in Japan?
Well, as long as you like music, it doesn't differ that much.
Oh, really?
It doesn't differ that much, but I definitely say that a lot of people are huger in the UK, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the security guys are like, goddammit, they're so huge.
Everyone's a bit bigger here,
yeah,
are they?
Just a bit big, you know?
Just bulky.
Yeah, so.
Do you need a lot of security?
In our life in Japan, we need a lot of security.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, we get to, you know, hire a lot of securities in the UK too.
And do you ever find, you know, obviously life, a part of your life was spent doing evil stuff.
Uh-huh.
When you're performing, sometimes people can piss you off, I'm sure. You know, stuff might happen. Do you ever feel yourself going back into the evil wolf life?
Well, you know, just like you guys, when we get pissed off, we get pissed off. But it doesn't matter. We are used to getting tame, you know?
Okay. So, no, because, you know, like, I can't know the experience of a wolf.
Uh-huh.
So, but you're just the same as humans. You get pissed off.
That's right. I mean, half human, especially from the heart, you know?
The heart is human. That's the most important bit, right? That's the most important bit. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you so much.
It's been lovely to meet you. And hopefully you'll come by the studio and we can have a bit more fun.
Definitely.
See you later. Bye.
I'm so addicted to this tiny world of my own, stuck in my cage and so abused to the bone. We'll be right back.
Harriet Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
I'm here with Sunflower Bean. How are you doing, guys? You just come off stage. Well, a couple of hours ago, right?
Yes, really good. Feeling happy. It's a little cold, but it's not muddy.
Which is win-win for everybody, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
how did the set go?
It was good. It was a lot of fun. It's good to be back in the UK.
What's it like performing in the UK in comparison to other countries, in comparison to the US?
There's a lot of things that are different about it.
You can be honest. Are we dicks? Like, it's okay.
No, quite opposite.
Oh,
opposite.
Really?
It's really, in the UK, things are really great.
Yeah, no, things are really fun. And just what I've been saying today is that I think if you're a music fan, you know what, like, Reading and Leeds is conceptually. Like, I knew what Reading and Leeds was before I knew what Reading and Leeds, I didn't even know they were places, but I knew it was I was like, oh, Reading and Leeds, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's legendary. So I think, you know, ever since we heard we were playing the festival, we were really excited about it. And
I mean, we've all seen Nirvana in 1992, oh, Reading and Leeds headlining set. Kurt, yeah, comes out in a wheelchair.
It's just amazing.
He's got a white dress on. He's
iconic.
A snack. Yeah,
so he's a great snack. Yeah, no, but the crowds have been really fun. What did you guys say earlier? That people sing along to guitar solos here?
Yeah, here, which they don't do anywhere else, really. They'll sing along to, like, a musical part.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
They're like, bow, now, bow, now, bow.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It's really, cool. It's the UK is a very special place for music. No doubt in my mind, one of the greatest places in the world for bands and for music. Hands down.
We love you for that. Thank you so much. When are you next coming back? Are you flying straight home after you finish these two? Or?
No, we're doing a couple more festivals on this run. We're doing, like, End of the Road, Electric Field.
Sick.
A couple headlining dates in Hebden Bridge is one. Can't remember the other. But then in November, we're coming back and doing a full UK headlining tour.
Wow, yeah. Amazing. That's so exciting.
We will be in London on November 22nd at the Hackney Arts Centre, which is now called Earth. I think is a much cooler name.
Yeah,
it's an acronym, but who cares what it stands for if it sounds cool.
And Sunflower Bean, where did that come from? Were you guys just very earthy people, or?
We weren't a band yet. We weren't thinking about band names. I just said it out loud, told Jacob about it. Me and Julia met.
Well, you know,
we started
what?
Talking about Sunflower
Bean. You know
Bean.
What happened? Here's what I talk about when I talk about Sunflower Bean as the name of our band. We were all in bands when we were like 13. I was 13 when I joined my first. The boys were 15, 16. And we used to be at all these like clubs and places all the times that we weren't really supposed to be. We were like the youngest in the scene there in New York. And we still essentially are. I don't really, it's true. I don't really know what's, you know, there's not that much going on in New York currently. But we were outside of this bar called Alaska, which doesn't exist anymore. It was like pitch black. And we couldn't get in because
the cops had just shut down me and Jacob's old band show, which was at a deli.
Yeah, which was at this amazing place that was called Living Bread. That was a deli in the day. And they moved all these things away at night. And it was just like a really amazing time. And I was like trying to get into this bar that I couldn't get into. And I was leaving. And it was the first time Nick and I ever had a conversation in a real way.
We had met before.
We had met. And Nick was like, by the way, I'm starting a band. It's called Sunflower Bean. And I had this really weird, swear to God, it sounds so like horoscopy or something, but I had this like full body like feeling where I was like, oh my God, like I'm gonna join that band. And like Nick asked me to join the band like 5 times before I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it, because it was just this weird supernatural thing where I was like, I knew that if I did it, which I did, it was going to be the thing that we all did.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be our lives. And that's a really scary, it's like when you meet someone that you really like and you're like, oh my God, am I falling in love with you or something? You know what I mean? And you're like, I almost don't want to, because I know that it's just going to be so much drama that I'm like nervous.
Okay, so it's like you're all in love with each other in a way. It's like a mystical band love.
Yeah,
what I like about the name is that it's not like us trying to be cool. It's not like us trying to be like, I don't know what's a good example.
You're just being you.
Yeah, it's just like I just said it one day.
And that's where you are.
Made it the band name.
It's mystical.
And now that's what we go by.
I like that people, like, especially at the airport, people are like, what band are you in? You're like, Sunflower Bean. And they're like, that's cute. And I'm like, wait till you.
You're like, fuck you, man.
I'm like, fuck you, man. No, I mean, I think when you hear it, it encompasses.
It's just like phonetic.
It encompasses a lot of that sweetness. Like, and there's another. I like the element of surprise as well.
It's lovely to meet you. Please, can you come and see us in the studio when you're back in November?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Give us a...
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
I love it.
Well, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you so much. And have fun the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Rose at Reading Festival on FUBAR Radio.
I'm joined by Heather of Pale Waves. That was so weird. It was like I like repeated myself like some kind of computer. And
computer.
I'm here.
Are you here?
Yes. Press me restart, please, because I'm. Babe, how was your set? You said it was like amazing.
Yeah, so good. Like, there's a lot of pressure on this set because it's obviously a big moment for us. Because we played here last year, the BBC introducing, so to be able to go to like the Festival Republic stage is like a
so
massive
big.
Jump. Yeah.
But also, this year's been such a big year for you guys.
Yeah.
It's so exciting, but you're smashing it, and that again, like, you're playing on a sunny day in the middle of Reading, like one of the biggest festivals in the UK.
Yeah.
It must just feel very beautiful.
It does. It feels very, very beautiful. I mean, there's a rainbow over there, so can it get even more beautiful?
You look amazing. You always
thank
look amazing.
You.
Is fashion like something that you just kind of dabble in, or is it something you find really important? Do you think about it a lot, or is it just natural vibe for you?
It's kind of natural, but I do think about fashion. Like, I'm into, like, I'm into how I look, and I'm into other people's fashion, and like I'm sort of like I really love like clothes,
yeah,
and just everything in general. I love making it sort of like a look.
I feel the same, and now I feel 100% cooler because you've got the same trousers as me.
I do. I have these. The exact same pair.
These are actually your trousers.
Yeah.
I stole them from your room. I'm so sorry. That was. Right. It's also really weird that I was in your room. Sorry about that. But yeah, as I say, 2018's been a massive year for you. Do you feel like there's anything that can kind of top this year? Is there anything else you're really, really super excited for the rest of 2018? Pals?
Just someone from Dirty Hit. That was like, oh yeah.
Hey, yeah.
That's in your shirt, so. Loads of things. We've got a tour coming up. So
yeah, of course. Like that's going to be huge.
We're playing academies. Like we've never played academies before, so that's fucking mental.
Yeah, you can say fuck all you like,
okay,
babe.
I was like, oh god, I've done it.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no, babe. You can literally fuck all over this shit. It's what we like about this station,
okay,
is
amazing.
Everybody can say all their swear words.
We should, it's like European radios, you're allowed to say whatever. It's just words.
Yeah, it's
like,
just words.
Why is this attitude towards words? It's literally words.
Do you know
does
what?
Does it really offend you that much? No.
But you know what? Apparently this is a generational thing because you know how your parents, they're always like, language!
Yeah, yeah, defo.
And defo. Nowadays, actually, like this generation, swear words don't mean the same thing as they did in like the 1950s.
No, I know. Like my dad's like, oh, language, and I'm like, you swear in every sentence.
Yeah,
you're
fuck
Scottish.
Off.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. Don't fucking swear. Don't fucking swear. My mind makes noises. It's coming September.
Yep.
How excited are you?
Very excited. I'm kind of nervous now. It feels like it's all just like coming at once.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on you guys because everybody's like next big thing, winning awards, like everything's happening, and it's like, oh wait, you're actually releasing the album. It's going
to
happen.
I just hope it's everything that people expected it to be.
I think it will be everything and more.
So.
But it's kind of good to be nervous about it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you were too...
You've got to have nerves. With like, everything that you do.
Yeah. But even when you go on stage, do you feel that, like, before you went on stage today, do you get that?
Yeah, I was a bit nervous.
Because it's a big deal. Too. This
yeah,
is obviously...
Yeah, a massive deal, yeah.
And the crowd vibed it and they loved it anyway.
Yeah, the crowd was amazing. What, so good.
What's the difference between performing somewhere... Because here it's a very... It's kind of the weirdest crowd ever because it's everybody from, like, 14-year-olds to, like...
Yeah.
60-year-olds or older, you know, I'm not prejudiced. How does that reflect for you? Do you feel like it's kind of better when you have that mass representation in the audience?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're a band that welcomes everyone of all ages, so at the end of the day, we're pop music and pop appeals to every age.
And it's also just fun. Your music is fun and it's vibey and you can think about it. It's not just like throwaway pop music. It's like
Good.
I think and stuff, and that is hard.
Makes you feel things.
Yeah, I feel stuff in my heart and things like that.
Good, that's what I want.
Do you still feel stuff in your heart? Are you nervous about this album because maybe a lot of your heart's gone into it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm super vulnerable in this album, so it's literally like, hey, everyone have my diary, know everything about me.
And you're saying it to people. It's like you're the voice behind that.
Terrifying.
But that's cool,
but you
though.
You got to do it, haven't you?
And when you got into the music industry, did you kind of... foresee that it would happen this quickly and you'd become everyone would get so excited? So
I hope so, but like it feels like everything's just gone so fast for us, and it's great because like that means we're doing things well,
we're doing everything right.
Yeah.
And with the tour coming up, is there any kind of rituals that you have before you go on tour? Like as a lead singer, you need to kind of have your shit prepped before you go on stage. Are you like behind stage going like
no, I am. I literally one moment like and it's like app on my phone, and then I'm just
oh,
like,
what's
just
it
like
do?
It's like a piano, like scale, and I'm just like
sick.
Yeah. No, everyone gets really annoyed with me because like I'm in the dressing room and they're trying to play music, and I'm like shut the fuck up, you can't play that. I need to warm up, and they're like, oh, Kino's going warm up outside, and I'm like,
no, not really.
No, because I'm about to sing to everyone.
It's
no.
kind of fucking important that I'm on point.
You go outside.
Is there a song or anything that you listen to just before you go on? Because I know some people have like a tune that hypes them up.
Lady Gaga. What's it? Edge of Glory.
Yes!
Yeah.
Are you a massive Lady Gaga fan?
Yeah, massive. Have you seen the
documentary? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's Back for Two.
I literally love that documentary because she, in it, comes across like... It's not fake because she kind of, in areas, comes across like, oh, shit. Like, she's, you know, when she's, like, with fans, she's really real in it.
Yeah, she's so real. Like, I had respect for her, but after that, I had so much more respect for her. And I felt like I related to her a lot more. I was like, wow.
When she was talking about, like, the pain in her back and stuff, and, like, I was like,
I know.
You need to do one now.
maybe when I get a bit more famous.
How tall are you?
5'2".
Well, you can't call it 5'2.2", maybe?
I know.
5'2".
This.
You guys need to do something together. You're the same height. That's crazy.
I feel like we do, yeah.
You're a big fan of Prince as well, aren't you?
Yes.
I actually went to see Romeo and Juliet the other day, and obviously they recreate the Prince songs. It's so sick. Maybe Pale Waves could like recreate.
Maybe. I would dab for you. That's an amazing song. I would love to do that.
I would dab. Sorry, I don't know why I'm starting to sing it at you. It's kind of embarrassing.
So good.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
You.
It's so lovely to meet you. Two H's together, you know what I'm
Two
saying?
H's.
Same trousers, basically the same person, except you're a lot cooler than me.
No.
Are you playing Leeds tomorrow? Did you do it yesterday?
Yeah,
oh, sick. So are you going straight away after this? No party time?
No, we leave at 1 a.m. We actually have time today, so like, woo.
Are you going to watch Kendrick Lamar or Kate Nash?
I love Kate Nash. What time is she on?
She's on at 10:40, same time as Kendrick.
I'm going to watch Kate Nash.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, we're about to chat to her in a minute. Hi, Kate.
No.
Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
You.
Lovely to meet you. And come and party with us later.
We will.
Yeah. Bye.
My mind makes noises. Too much. I feel like I'm slowly losing myself. I'm afraid that I need help. Again.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm wonderful. You look incredible.
Thank you.
You're excited for tonight?
I'm really excited. I'm nervous.
Why are you I guess it's a headline set. Reading's a massive festival.
I always get nervous at festivals in general. I mean, shows in general, I still get quite nervous.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's a nerve-wracking experience.
But yeah, I think it's good to get the adrenaline going. And if I wasn't nervous, I'd be a bit worried.
Yeah, yeah. And so I guess it's like a kind of better feeling than if you were super chill. It'd probably be a bit shit.
Yeah, if you didn't really care, why are you doing it?
I think there is a few of those musicians out there. You've been in the music industry a minute, and like Yesterday Was Forever, your new album released this year. Really exciting to have new music and be on stage performing it. But do you still get excited playing your first songs that you released? Is it?
Yeah, I do actually. I mean, I think now I sort of have so much material I think at first that can be really hard when a band or an artist has one album.
Yeah.
You can get really sick of playing it. But then when you have like 11 years worth of material, you can keep it interesting. And it's really nice to see fans still get so excited.
Yeah.
Like when I play Foundations, people, it's like the tune that people like are excited to hear. And it's just amazing to be able to make people feel like that.
I am actually like a massive fan. I came to see you when I was at uni. It was really lovely, and we had such a good time I can't remember what venue it was in London, but it was seated. Every single person, the whole
really?
Venue was like stood up. It was so wicked, and that the kind of music that you play is very personable and like really gets to people's hearts. I feel like, especially with this album, you talk a bit more about personal stuff, mental health, which at the moment in the music industry is so important.
Yeah.
And finally people are beginning to be honest about it.
Totally, because I mean, there's so many mentally ill artists. I think probably every artist is pretty dealing with something. And there's a lot of problems within the industry, and I think that, you know, for so long people have just almost encouraged that.
Yeah.
And rather than taking care, I mean, we've lost so many musicians, like we've had so many artists die because of it. And I think it's so good that it's starting to be taken more seriously and seen as a real health issue rather than something we just like idolize, because you know it's like idolizing the sort of loose cannon, like bohemian, like what will they do, crazy depressed sad person, and actually there's somebody in there just really tortured and struggling with health. And so it's great that we're starting to talk about our mental health the same way we can talk about our physical health.
Well, it's the same thing. It's just as debilitating.
Yeah.
And also, I think, as touching on what you said, sometimes it's the management and it's the team around them perpetuating it.
You're just being worked and worked and worked sometimes, and you don't have... you kind of like feel so... You can be going so fast. And if you don't have something to hold on to, you're like, like holding on to the floor or something. You know?
Yeah.
Routine, I suppose. Like, it's a very destabilizing lifestyle, and it's so up and down, and it continues to be like that. You know, it'll be one minute everything's great, and you're even honestly like, it's so funny, but the day after a tour I have like a crisis about what I'm doing in my life, because I don't know what's lined up next.
I know exactly, I completely know what you mean.
Any kind of freelance lifestyle, you're sort of like, oh my God, what do we do?
I love
now?
That. I said, I was like, I know what you mean. You're like, just come off tour. I'm like, yeah, I know what you mean.
No,
just but it's the same. Like, you have that feeling, even if you just did the biggest thing of your life.
Yeah. Oh my
the next
God.
Day, it's like, oh, who am I?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point?
Yeah. And so we need to find validation from something else that's like actually being healthy and knowing that things can be okay even when they're like up or down, and seeing through the up as not the thing that's like what you're holding on to. Those moments are great. And it's so exciting and so good to enjoy them and appreciate them, but they're not the be all and end all.
Yeah.
And they're not they're sort of not the middle of the sandwich or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, we need something else that keeps us going.
You need to know that middle ground is also awesome.
Yeah.
And like being
because
like.
Because that's there when you're down as
yeah.
well. You know,
yeah.
And you can get back up to there and be like, okay, cool. Like, knowing how to look after yourself is so important, because on the road, you just have, unless you've like got that toolkit, then you're just like scrambling, I think. And I've been in both. I've been totally scrambling and not being able to like look after myself. And I think that I suppose my experiences with the bad, but then taking space from it, helped me see what I needed. And so I'm totally here for any artists that ever want to talk about that, because I think it can be really lonely and you can kind of get more in your head, and there's so many dicks as well that just want to try and fuck you over.
So
you've got to be really, you've got to have your wits about
especially for someone like you, you know, you're famous, you're a musician, you're also an actor, you're doing a lot in every industry that can be surrounded by dickheads, basically.
I'm surrounded by dickheads.
Surrounded by dickheads.
I'm constantly surrounded by dickheads.
But do you have any, like, because I know that if I feel anxious or something, this sounds stupid, but I'll, like, watch a horror, this sounds really weird, but
I watch a horror film.
Time. It calms me down. Oh my
so
God,
do I.
Affinity.
I love zombies.
Oh my God, I love zombies. I've got so much to tell you after this interview about zombies.
I actually, that's so funny, because I literally do that. Whenever I feel really stressed out, I'm like, I need to watch something like really fucked up. Like,
because it's an escape. It's like, this is not life, and this is so far from life.
And I put myself in that situation. It helps me work out how to get out of something really terrible. Kind of thing. Totally. Oh my God, I love watching horror to calm me down.
Top tips. Watch a horror film.
Don't recommend it for everyone.
Yeah. For some people, that would be their worst nightmare. I can't not talk to you about Glow. I'm so obsessed.
Oh, that's so cool.
Britannica, the cleverest woman in the world. Like, it's such a great show.
Thank you.
And it's now a cult classic already, straight away. Like, the new Netflix vibe bringing out these shows. And it's just, for the right now, this moment where women are taking over. Yeah. Not taking over, taking equal position.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just the most female empowering show I've seen in such a long time. Can you just tell me a little bit about how much you enjoyed it, filming and actually making the show?
It's so much fun. It is. It's like, it's pretty, it's ridiculous how fun it is, because we really love each other a lot.
Yeah.
And everyone on there is like a comedic genius.
Yeah.
So you're just, whilst we were waiting to shoot, there's just like skit after skit.
Banter,
after
banter.
Skit going on, like musicals being made and like, just, it's so ridiculous. And then you have really great solid friendships as well, and just the inspiration, like I'm just watching people in awe, you know, of their talent and just skill and like humility, and it's really such a dream to be part of the show. Like, it's I've got my dream job there. Like, I can't believe it. Sometimes I'm like, this is a joke.
It was,
I must be in a coma or something. I'm like on a female empowerment show made by women with like 15 funny women. We're wrestling, we're like in each other's crotches, like we're doing like flips and then like dancing in the fucking like at lunch together, and I don't know, it's just so cool. I love it so much.
And you also like most importantly have learned some serious self-defense moves.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was actually, as a kid, I was a bit of a tomboy and I loved WWF.
Did you?
And I never knew about the Glow Girls. I never knew about
I never knew about them either.
I feel like if I did, it would have been a real...
Oh, yeah. It sort of reminds me a bit of like how Gladiators was for us.
Yes!
Because it was like Jet and stuff.
Oh, my
know?
God, Jet. What a babe.
Yeah.
I did Fancy Wolf. Was
yeah,
it Wolf?
Yeah. Wolf, yeah. I think
Fitty.
Like, that's sort of what Glow became. Like,
yeah.
I don't think they intended on making it like that, but it ended up being for kids. Well, kids were the primary audience. And it was just a mad show. Like, I feel like, you know, that's definitely like such a cool thing to be part of, like wrestling culture. And
it's
also Chavo Guerrero, who now like always says that he'll protect me from anyone. So if anyone fucks with me, like Chavo is coming for you.
Oh my God, watch your fucking self. Watch your fucking self. Secured for season 3 as well.
Yeah.
It's just been announced.
Yay.
You had a pretty hectic season in the last season. You only got deported.
A lot of stuff was going on for Rhonda.
But she's okay now.
Yes.
Rhonda's okay. As a character, she's really, ooh.
Well, I mean, like, she
oh,
just
Oh, will
got,
we now?
No, I don't know. I don't know what's coming.
Spoiler.
She just got married, so.
Yeah, so maybe she's going to have babies in the next series.
Maybe.
Wrestling babies.
I don't know. I don't know that that's going to be. I don't think that's going to be Rhonda's path. But you never know with Glow.
When do you start filming?
We start, I think, actually we don't have exact dates. But
you go back to the US as soon as it's...
Yeah,
are you living there now? Is it like 50-50?
It's sort of 50-50. Like, I am technically living there. But I've been coming back a lot because of music and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
At the moment, yeah.
Oh, God, it's such a sick show. But it seems to be just like your year this year. Like, great new album, smashing it on Glow.
Nice.
What's your favourite wrestling move on the show, by the way? The one that you found easiest or the best to learn?
They call me the Queen of Front Bumps.
Pardon? For a second, I thought you said front bums.
Bumps. It's
different.
Like
different.
You smash onto your front. It's basically like.
Yeah. Do you come back up?
You don't.
You
come
just
back up. You get smacked down.
And how do you do that without hurting your front bum?
Well, there's only sort of one. You know, you do hurt a bit in wrestling.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm not going to say it doesn't hurt, because it's just like it hurts in the right way.
The pelvic
you're
bone, I can imagine.
Well, actually, you're supposed to like get the meat of the thighs and like you slam your arms into it. So if you forcefully hit the ground with more like aggression, then you are going to take the hit better.
Yeah.
In certain parts of your body.
Because you don't want to like belly flop it, do you?
No, you want to get it on the meat of your thighs and then slam your arms into it. If ever you need to fall onto your front.
Do it like that. It's kind of like the worm, you know, like the thing where you do that. I've done that a few times. I bruised my vagina once doing that.
Ow.
Yes, not nice. So tonight, headline set, really exciting. Are you very excited to get on stage now?
I'm like, I hate this bit.
Yeah, because it's your
I'm
waiting.
Like, just get me on there.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what to expect. And it's kind of, when we're on there, whatever happens, happens. And it'll just be like us in control of like what we're doing. Whereas, like, leading up to it, I'm just like, oh, God.
Would you ever front bump?
On stage?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I just can't stop saying front bump.
It's fun to say.
It's like the best. You couldn't have picked a better move to front be awesome.
Bump. Front bump.
Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
It's been
me.
Such a pleasure. Come back and see us soon.
I will.
I'm very looking forward to the next series of Glow, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thursday night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story and you find it boring. You're thinking of something to say, you'll go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me in front of our friends. Then I'll use that voice that you find annoying and say something like, yeah, intelligent input, darling, why don't you just have another beer then? You'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a shit. My fingertips are holding onto the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go but I can't. And every time we fight I know it's not right, every time that you're up. So wait.